Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Seven Podcast Network. Listen different.
Hey, what's good, everyone? Welcome back to Simpin' After Dark. It's your girl, Ashley Mendoza, back with another solo episode this week. If you are new here, Simpin' is a podcast where I pick a new song every week. Just whoever has been on my radar, I like to introduce new smaller artists. Sometimes I do bigger artists. It really just depends what I'm in the mood for, but basically I just dive into the lyrics and then branch off into different conversations from there, having to do with pretty much anything relationships, you know, heartbreak, love, cheating, toxic shit, romance, all of that. It really just depends what is catching my eye this week. You know, I stay on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, so make sure to follow me. And I'm always just there seeing things that I want to get into. So, you know, I got a lot of that. I recently introduced a couple new segments. So we have the Pick Me Patrol, where I am calling out pick me fuckery from all around the internet and highlighting how it is just damaging to everyone, not just women. It's damaging to everyone, all right? And then also, if there's anything that I need to get into from the last episode that I wanted to expand on, touch on, whatever, I will do that. But today, I have a really exciting song. I actually mentioned it last episode when I had Young Student Loans on, because we were talking about post-nut clarity and post-nut euphoria. That's a real big hint right there. The song is called Post-Nut Clarity by Alameda. She only has a few songs on Spotify right now. I haven't checked if she has more like unreleased music on like YouTube or SoundCloud or anything like that. But so far, what I've heard, I really love her. She has a really cool sound. If you're into like Pink Panthers, Claro, music like that, like what is that vibe? It's like UK garage, pretty cute girl music. I really suck at genre sometimes, but it definitely has like that indie bedroom pop vibe. I like it a lot. And she's just very honest. And her songs are fun while talking about some real shit that anyone can relate to pretty much. It's perfect for simping. All right, so apparently she's from Ethiopia and Sudan and splits her time between there and Arizona. So she's just out here trying to make a name for herself. I'm super excited to see a full project, hopefully soon. The first song I heard from her was Bleach My Eyebrows, which is really good also. If you guys haven't checked her out, you should definitely go do that. But for now, let me play you guys a clip of the song I'm gonna be getting into today, which is Post Nut Clarity. I love the song. I'm like actually obsessed. The theme of it is just hilarious. Like the name Post Nut Clarity, basically that's what it is. It's about, you know, hooking up with someone and then realizing like, was that even worth it to like catch another body for that? you know, and like we do not body count shame over here at all, but it's still like just hilarious, the premise of it. Because I know a lot of girls could relate to that. I'm probably guys too, like if they just go and like hook up with the girl after a breakup to like try to mend a little broken heart, and then they're like, why the fuck did I do that? But I feel like girls relate to it on a better level post nut clarity, because a lot of times girls aren't out here actually getting their nut when they're hooking up with random dudes. Like, the fact is that the sex gets better for girls specifically when they are in a relationship versus just random one night stands or just hooking up the guy here and there. Because for girls, it's like you gotta like get to know our body and just like mesh well with the other person, or just be like extremely open and comfortable in having casual sex, which that's not for everyone, and to each their own. But I do encourage, if you are out there engaging in hookup culture, to like please make sure it's worth it, and obviously be careful. But I'll be getting more into hookup culture and all of that a little bit after I get into these lyrics, because it is something that I've been wanting to talk about, and it kind of has to do with all the other shit I've been talking about recently. And the lyrics are pretty self-explanatory, and the song is pretty short anyway, so there's not a lot to get into, but I did just want to like put you guys on if you haven't heard it, and if you have, it's just a fun song to get into and definitely can branch off into a lot of topics from it. So the first verse, she says, "We was laid up in the bed at the place I had on Sunset. I wanted you in me, but I wasn't thinking clearly. Are you done yet?" And that is sadly a thought that I feel like girls can relate to when the sex is not good. Are you done yet? Because sometimes you like want sex so bad, and then you get it and you're in the middle of it and you're like, yo, this shit is whack. And this is definitely generalization. I'm not speaking for everyone, but I guarantee you, you ask any girl and they've had this experience before. Because unless, like, the person you're sleeping with really cares about you, specifically dudes, they probably aren't going to try to make sure that it's good for you. They literally will just use you for sex. They just use your body to masturbate with, unfortunately, as fucked up as that sounds. And especially when it's, like, post-breakup, or if you're super lonely or, like, haven't had no dick in a long-ass minute, then you're really in your head, like, you know, fucking late night, like, damn, I wish I could get some dick right now. And you just, like, fantasize and idealize what sex could be like in your head. And then it just sets you up for, like, the worst letdown. Unfortunately, that's what having these crazy expectations can do in life in general and pretty much any situation. But when it comes to sex, like, those expectations will be, like, way too high for what is actually realistic. But that's why, like, the phenomenon of post-nut clarity is so funny, because you could be in the worst mood ever and then you like masturbate or like go get some dick, like good dick, and then you're just like all happy. It's like just like refreshing and energizing and really just clears your mind up. And it could be like a great thing if it's great sex, but if it's not, it's gonna leave you feeling worse, like regretful, gross maybe. It just depends on how it goes. And the pre-chorus, she says, "Really didn't think it'd go like this. Should have stayed my ass." Okay, so Genius lyrics is always fucked up. And I guess this song isn't super popular, so that's why the lyrics are fucked. But it says, "Should have stayed my ass at the bed. Shouldn't have let you in my bed." That's wrong. It's, "Should have stayed my ass celibate. Shouldn't have let you in my bed." And that's some real shit right there. "Should have stayed my ass celibate." Yeah, you should have, because now look at you. Like, as contradicting as it sounds, like, I'm talking about having kind of unreal expectations for sex in your head, and then I'm advocating for you to actually have good sex. Kind of sounds contradicting, but it's not. I think it's just a lot of guys get away with giving out really whack dick because girls would just go along with it, or, like, they don't want to, like, fall under the category of, like, just being boring in bed or too vanilla. So you go along with it even if it's not fun or is doing anything for you, you know? When realistically, you should be speaking up, absolutely, and letting the person that you're with know exactly what you want. Which leads into the chorus here. She says, "You didn't even ask me what I wanted. You made dumb assumptions. Clearly not your forte. Clearly don't be fucking. You've been fucking liars. Thought that I should let you know." So, yeah, I love the chorus. It's freaking hilarious. She's so cute. And she's so pretty, too, if you go look at her. But, yeah, like, It should be, of course, like, it is your responsibility to speak up, you know, closed mouths don't get fed. But, like, the fact that, like in the chorus, she's saying, you didn't even ask me what I wanted, you made dumb assumptions. Like, you should be communicating and not just worried about yourself. Obviously, advocate for yourself, but communicate and, like, make sure that the other person likes what's happening and that, like, you're doing it right. Like, naturally, if you want it to be an enjoyable experience for the both of you, then you should be asking them, like, oh, like, is this good or whatever it is, you know? Like, you can't be selfish as fuck. Like, you should be more selfish, girls, but sex is the best when you're both, like, really vibing with it. And for girls especially, like, being that sex is very mental for girls, and I'm not speaking for everyone, because I know last time I said that in a TikTok video, some girls were like, not me. Like, okay, bitch, we get it. Most of us, though, and it's not a problem, it's very mental. Like, I feel like guys can be horny for no reason at the drop of a dime, and then girls, it's not that, like, they're not horny or in the mood ever, but I think it takes more of, like, something getting them in the mood. You know, it's more of like a reactionary horniness than like a just fucking constant state of horniness. And then just the fact that she says, like, clearly you don't be fucking, you've been fucking liars, so I thought that I should let you know. Because if you don't communicate that someone's sex is whack, like, not in a way to insult them, but to, like, let them know, like, hey, you literally didn't even fucking care, like, you literally just, like, busted in 5 seconds, didn't, like, finish me off, give me some head, whatever it takes to, like, get the job done. You didn't make sure that it was enjoyable for me. And then they're walking around, like, thinking that they're gods at sex. Like, that they're just, like, slanging the best fucking meat in town. Like, no, sit down, humble yourself, please. So let's communicate more, people, you know? And then the post-chorus, she says, and you was talking freaky like you was gonna show out. Started losing interest. I started to zone out. You was fucking liars. Thought that I should let you know. So another thing is just, like, talking up your game and then, like, not meeting the standards of, like, what you were saying you were about to do. So if you don't think that you could deliver for sure, like, if you're questioning, like, have I been fucking liars as a dude, like, maybe just don't talk all that game, you know? Don't talk about it. Be about it. And the reason I'm going in on guys, kind of focusing on their fault in this, is the fact that they view sex as something that they do to women. Like, if you just see guys casually talk about fucking, it's always like, oh, I did this to her. Like, I fucked her. You don't really hear, like, girls saying, like, I fucked him in that way. Where it can be, like, something that gets praised, at least, like, in the eyes of society or whatnot. Like, the whole analogy about, like, the lock and key, when guys are like, oh, like, a master key is great, but a lock that opens for any, you know, that bullshit-ass thing? Like, I don't even fucking know what it is, because it's so dumb, it makes my brain hurt, but you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? That just shows you guys' mentality about sex. They view it as something that they do to women. So, I want to, like, understand, like, how are you out here saying you're doing all this to women, but then when it comes time to be held accountable for your whack dick, all of a sudden it's like she should communicate more, blah blah blah. No, I thought you was in charge, like, Mr. Master Key, you know, like, make it make sense. So those guys especially need, like, wake-up calls. So do not fake your orgasm, communicate if shit is whack. Because zoning out during sex is not fucking okay. Like, why am I in this and fucking daydreaming about what I'm gonna eat later? Like, no. Only fuck people that want to make sure that it's good for you.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one?
Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day.
So what makes a life a good one?
In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
So that's pretty much the song. Like I said, lyrics are short, sweet, and just get to it. And then before I kind of get into the whole hookup culture thing and other things I want to get into, let me read this quote that I found on Flaunt magazine website. It says, speaking on the single, Wish You the Worst. So that's a different song by her. That's also really good. Alameda states, quote, I want to let people know it's okay to express whatever you're feeling, even if it's anger or being petty. If you feel that, then it's real. End quote. Okay, so then like keep that in mind, that quote, you know, if you feel that, then it's real. You know, it's okay to express your feelings, like normalize expressing all your feelings, right? So then she has a music video for Bleach My Eyebrows where she's like, she gets home, it looks like her and a dude just broke up. I don't know if she found out some shit or what it is, but she looks pissed, walks into the apartment, like starts throwing his shit out of the closet. And then another scene, it's like she's throwing gas in this guy's car and like blows it up. And obviously, like I just talked about this a couple episodes ago, I think, where I said like it's not okay to fuck with people's shit. But I also want to make it clear that it's never really anybody's place to judge someone's artistic expression if no one's actually like being threatened or anything like that. I'm all about like artistic expression, and yeah, please like burn his clothes, like throw it off the balcony if he did you dirty. It's a music video. Like, it's just you expressing what you wish you can do. And there's a difference between like expressing something and actually doing it and actually making somebody feel threatened or scared or like their life is in danger or anything like that. And then that takes me into another little point I want to make. So I'm getting to it. Stay with me. There was a trend that was going around TikTok kind of recently. It was this song called Down Bad by Erin Kay. Pretty much just like talking about how like she's singing to a guy like, oh, I seen your new girl, we both can't be your type. Just kind of insinuating like, you know, your new bitch sucks. Like, how could you be into me and her? Like, ain't no way. Like, I'm better than her type vibe, right? Not the first time we've heard that sentiment. Not the last time. But the trend that started going around was like girls posting TikToks, like pictures of them and then their guy's new ex, okay? Which, let me just go ahead and like start off with this, like that trend is not okay. Like actually putting someone's new person, whatever, on blast, like for views, that shit's not okay. That's definitely giving pick me, like it's just really low, like super trash. Don't do that, not condoning that at all. But let me just say all that so I can get to my point here, because I went to her TikTok, the girl that wrote the song. And she had posted a TikTok talking about how people were coming for her, calling her a pick me. And that shit pissed me off, because how are you going to go after somebody like an artist, a musician, a writer, expressing their feelings when they're not fucking hurting anybody? Like saying that I look better than your new girl, whatever. Like even if it's a new girl, like who fucking cares? Like, bro, like she'll get over it. Like that's not going to like ruin your life, or like, you're not gonna die if somebody calls you ugly. And everybody knows those feelings are purely from like being bitter, hurt, feeling insecure, jealous, whatever it is. So I don't know why people were coming for her, but I was like really annoyed, because I feel like all that does is like hinder artists from like truly expressing themselves, which, bringing it back to Alameda's statement about her song called Wish You the Worst, which is to an ex, you know, like I wish you the fucking worst. Those are real ass feelings, right? Her quote, she said, I want to let people know it's okay to express whatever you're feeling, even if it's anger or being petty. If you feel that, then it's real. And then to Erin Kay, her feelings are real, and for people to come after her is trash. Like, you can come after a trend and after people like doing a trend that is doing harm to like real people, but she's not the first person to express these type of feelings. And if we're all being real with ourselves, we've all had those feelings. We've all been broken up with or broken up with someone and then felt away when we've seen their new person and been like, damn, that bitch is ugly. Like, Yeah, he definitely downgraded. And we all know that's like pick me adjacent, and the sentiment is rooted in bitter and anger, jealous feelings. And that sucks, and that's something you got to deal with. But I think expressing that in a song is okay. We all have a level of internalized misogyny, whether you're a freaking man or woman or anything in between. And shaming people for expressing how they feel in a moment of like hurt and vulnerability, it's just kind of going backwards for me. It's kind of giving the same energy as when people were like talking about Summer Walker's new album, Still Over It, saying like, oh, I just can't relate to that anymore. Like, I'm just in too much of a healthy relationship now. So like, yeah, that's not for me. Okay? Because like, if you can't enjoy music unless you can personally relate to it, that just means you don't have empathy. Because we're all out here listening to songs we can't relate to. Like, I can't literally exactly relate to music that some men make, and men say even worse shit. So I would just like us to extend the same grace that we do to songs, that same actual like misogynistic shit by men. You know, we excuse that and we shake our ass to it and we get lit to it and it's fun. So let's extend that grace and that kind of just like turning a blind eye and enjoying the music to women in music also. You know, writing songs, writing music, all that is a very vulnerable position to be in, and artists don't deserve hate for just being fucking real. Like, all of those are human emotions, and you should never feel embarrassed for having human emotion. And for all you know, like, that was a cathartic thing. She got it off her chest and then just like moved on and was over it. We really don't know any of the details. So yeah, I was just really confused. I don't know if you guys saw that trend on TikTok, if you're on TikTok at all, but yeah, it was just fucking wild. Like, why is everyone like that? Like, I'm so over this trend of people calling music or shows or whatever low vibrational. Like, we're not all in anyone's religion. So it's so weird when people try to like push that onto others and make them feel like what they're listening to or consuming is bad. We're human, no one's perfect. And I just think like people that are out here like preaching toxic positivity are so fucking weird. Like, I don't know if I had mentioned this already, and if I have, I'm sorry. Like, between like this and TikTok, I get confused what I address, or like if it's in my notes of things I need to address. Like, I don't know if I actually did or if I just like wrote it down. So excuse me if I repeat myself. But I had posted a TikTok where it was just like a joke. It was that sound with Future where he's like sensational, and it's just people just like writing just funny jokes, whatever. So I just did a thing where it was like, oh, when you find out your ex is in a miserable loveless marriage with the hoe that he cheated on you with, and it was like haha funny for everyone. And then like people, like some women were just like, oh, like why do you care, like this is just like negative, like healed people, happy people want other people to be happy, like blah blah blah. Like, what the hell is wrong with people? Like, first of all, it was a joke. It literally said in the caption that like this is all just jokes. But like, how are you gonna tell someone that they're not happy because they made a 5-second TikTok being happy, finding joy, that somebody that did them dirty got their karma? Like, I promise you it's gonna be okay if you cheer because somebody that fucked you over had something fucked up happen to them. Like, yeah, if you're super fucking mature and fucking healed, whatever, then yeah, like, you're gonna just not be happy for that, I guess. But I don't ever want to be that level of mature. Like, that's fucking lame. Like, you are fucking lying if you wouldn't fucking be happy if you found out that something bad happened to someone that did you wrong. I'm not talking about death or nothing like that, which that's valid too. It's just a feeling. I've been there. I've been mad that I wish death on someone. And that's not good. You know, the energy you put out comes back to you. I'm not fucking saying that that's okay. Like, it's definitely a very toxic fucking negative thought to have. But like, to just be like sensational because somebody that cheated on you, you found out that they're miserable, that's fucking dope. What the fuck? Like, doesn't everybody want that? So yeah, toxic positivity, like, I'm not down with none of that. And I'm just here to let you all know, if you have negative thoughts and toxic feelings here and there, it's okay, as long as you're not actually acting on these thoughts. Like, it's okay to be human and have negative thoughts sometimes. It's fucking normal. Like, I promise you could still heal. I promise you could still work on yourself, do shadow work, acknowledge all this shit, and like still be okay. End rant. Okay, so I wanted to talk about hookup culture since it pretty much ties exactly in with the song. I had seen a tweet earlier that just kind of put into words exactly my feelings, so I'm just going to read that and then go from there. At Delilah underscore Black on Twitter said, "I will always be a your vagina, your business, sex positive girly, but I just can't no longer loudly shout casual sex for women. We aren't safe. Please tread carefully and always practice high quality control." So I'll let you sit with that for a second. Okay, it's been a second. And yes, she's 100% right. Like, in no world would I ever shame someone for participating in any consensual activity that they wanted to participate in. And I don't know if it's just like the older I get or if it's just like a culture shift. Maybe it's both. But I'm just not down for like one night stands and like advocating for any of that anymore. I feel like it does more damage than it does like empowerment. Because I know for like a while it was like all about empowerment and like fuck whoever you want. Like that was fun for like a cool little minute. But realistically, like I mentioned earlier, when it comes to sex, unless you are extremely comfortable and communicative in that kind of situation, then you're probably not going to be getting yours. And a guy's probably just going to be using you. So just be very careful. Like she said, tread carefully and practice high quality control, because there are so many freaking unquality people. Is that a word? Low quality people? Terrible quality people that will just use you and discard you. And if you're not right, like mentally, like if you aren't actually prepared for this as much as you thought you were, then you're going to feel really fucking like trash about yourself after. You're going to feel really like, oh my God, empty, like what's wrong with me? And of course that's like a mental thing that you just have to work through, because your value does not decrease the more bodies you have or like the amount of people that use you. That's not your fault. Like you're still a good person, all of that. But it does leave you feeling just like, damn, you know, that post non-clarity hits. Like, what was I thinking? Like that was not even worth it. Should have stayed my ass celibate. 100%. And then that kind of ties into like everything I've been talking about with like being more choosy and like dating, you know, that whole thing. Because like I know I was saying that we should like raise our standards for first dates to just kind of like swift through the bullshit to make sure that it's not no cheap asshole that just wants to like take you to hang out in a parking lot, smoke a blunt, and then just have sex and then never talk to you again. Or if they do talk to you again, that's just the bar that was set. So that's what, you know, what you allow will continue. So now that's the treat. Like, is that what you want? No. So like I was saying, we raising the bar, but also be careful, because if a guy does have money, he will take a bunch of girls on dates. And some guys are okay with kind of being transactional like that and being like, well, I took you on a very nice date, so now I'm gonna need to get some. And you know, at least you're getting a nice date out of it, but be careful. Like, don't get too caught up in the materialistic aspect of dating or like the dollar amount of how much someone's spending on you. Like, pay attention to like the effort and how that shit was like tailored to you. The quality of the conversation, like, were they asking questions? Did they seem genuinely interested in you? Like, I freaking remember, like, dating this guy once where, like, not, like, dating, but, like, we would hang out here and there. And he would always, like, want to take me out, though, but he would not really ask me questions, or, like, I would mention something. And you could, like, literally tell, like, mid-conversation that he was not even fucking listening. And, like, I just got, like, so, like, grossed out and annoyed after that. Stopped talking to him immediately. And he would hit me up to try to take me out, like, all the time after that still. And I would just, like, curve him. Because, like, ew, no. Like, I could tell. Like, it was just nothing behind his eyes. Just, like, blank. Like, you don't give a fuck about me. Ew, no. So keep an eye out for that. Like, someone that's genuinely interested, you'll feel it. Like, don't be blinded by, like, oh, we're at this nice restaurant, or he bought me this, or whatever. Like, really pay attention to, like, the details. Like, if you mention something and then later they, like, ask you the same thing or, like, just completely forget, then it's like, I don't think you actually fucking like me, dude. I think you were pretending. There's a lot of pretenders out there, a lot of fakers and phonies, so just be careful. Like, I really don't know if I was just, like, super dumb when I was young, or if it's just, like, it comes with age that you just become so much wiser at, like, detecting bullshit. Whatever it is, I'm grateful. But, like, I wish I could go back in time and just be such a bitch to, like, so many of the guys that, like, I gave my time to. I'm not even exaggerating. Like, some of the dudes deserved for me to be such a bitch and just, like, read them for filth or just whatever. Like, some of these men deserve a wake-up call, and I hope that they also, with age, learned and became better people. Because, like, some of these dudes I dealt with, I'm telling you, fucking basura. All right, y'all, now pick me patrol. I got a funny one today. Literally just saw this shit, like, yesterday on Twitter. Good old Twitter. This girl tweeted, and once again, I'm not tagging people that I'm gonna be dragging. So, this girl said, I wonder if us females with natural bodies, 9 to 5, with our own money and homebodies, still in the league anymore. And then it was hilarious because, like, right after that, like, the Twitter algorithm is just, like, funny as fuck sometimes. Some girl was like, I'll tag her because I agree with her tweet. At celebrity, but it's with a 6 instead of a B. She said, asking social media if men are still interested in girls like yourself is absolutely crazy. Yeah, it is. Insane behavior. Because if you go to the original tweet, there's guys, like, in the freaking thread literally saying shit like, men are the prize. And then another guy replies to him and he's like, absolutely. It's clear as day. But, like, these pick-me's literally don't fucking see what they're doing. Like, they're shitty-ass tweets, like, looking for validation. It prompts men. It makes their head huge. It prompts them to be like, oh, like, they're worried if we still want them. Like, we must be the prize. Like, if they're fucking tripping about it. Like, bae, why do you care? Like, what are you talking about? 9 to 5 with your own money, homebodies, natural bodies? That's like 90% of women. Like, get off the internet. Like, what are you even talking about? Like, yes, the BBL craze was crazy, and, like, some dudes like that, but some dudes like natural bodies. Find someone that likes you. Like, why would you be, like, sad over someone that's not even into you? If someone's clearly thirsting over BBL bitches, then let them do that and go find you somebody that likes a natural body bitch. Like, what are you crying about? Why are you embarrassing yourself on Twitter? It's giving groveling peasant. Just really embarrassing behavior. Doing irreparable damage to women everywhere. And then I seen another tweet that I forgot to screenshot, but I remember it pretty much word for word. This dude, I'm sure prompted by that tweet, so thanks a lot. He said, dudes out here still love natural bodies. You're just shaped like a refrigerator or like a fridge. I gasped. Because fuck that original bitch that posted that shit, because this is what you're doing. You're causing men to come out here and slander refrigerator-shaped body women now for no reason. Refrigerator body women just catching strays because you wanted to come on here and fucking be embarrassing. Like, it's so sad. Because, oh, the amount of, like, stupid tweets I see where, like, guys are, like, talking about how they don't like BBLs. I swear to God, I've seen this conversation. This guy was like, I don't like BBLs. I like natural bodies because genetics matter. Like, what do you mean by that? Genetics matter. Are you worried about what your daughter's body is going to look like? Because that's fucking weird if you are. I don't know how else to take that. Genetics matter. Like, what would it matter if you're just worried about a girl's body and you like curvy? Then just say you enjoy a natural body. I don't know what genetics are being brought into the mix for. Like, you're literally worried if your daughter is going to be curvy. It's just very questionable statements out here when you let people just be on a fucking platform where toxic statements are encouraged. Great content for me. Lots of think pieces and shit for me to rant about, but, like, it's really just a cesspool for trash. And then some girl had asked the refrigerator tweet guy, like, what is a refrigerator body to you? And because she was like, okay, like, why are you shaming people that are just shaped like that with no curves, you know? And he's like, well, refrigerator body to me is just anyone extremely overweight, blah, blah, blah. Like, you should get in the gym, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I didn't even click on his picture, but he just didn't look like he was anywhere near the pinnacle of perfection, like always. But people try to, like, shame people for being out of shape. Like, freaking fat people are out here minding their own business, and you're just dragging them down for what reason? Like, they don't want you either, ugly. And no amount of working out is gonna change someone's, like, just natural physique. Like, if you just have, like, a straight body type, no waist, just no hips, nothing, you can work out all you want. You can build muscle and, like, try to define your natural shape, but that's not gonna give you a BBL-shaped body, like, crazy curves. And it's just really toxic to just, like, reinforce that. Like, as horrible and, like, dangerous as BBLs are, I'm not gonna say horrible because some of them look good. I've already mentioned, like, I would love to have one because I would love to be curvy, you know? Like, growing up hearing real women have curves, I just always felt like, well, am I not a real woman since I just have, like, a straight-ass body, you know? But, like, no, it doesn't take away from you. The shape of your body doesn't mean you are a real woman or more womanly than any other woman. So I just hate the, like, body comparing all the time. And, like, feeding into whether it's a girl or a guy tweeting shit is just embarrassing. Like, I saw another guy tweet talking about, like, oh, petite girls are it. Like, y'all be sleeping or something. And some girl was like, thank you. Finally, our time to shine. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, why, man? And I don't want to hear none of that, like, maybe they're just accepting that praise. Like, no, you're being a pick me. Like, you do not need validation from a stranger on the internet. Your body is not in style. Body shapes, like, as much as people like to be like, oh, BBLs are out, like, petite is in or this is out, whatever. Like, no, just find someone that likes you. Love yourself, like, obviously, first and foremost. Like, let's start there for sure. But, like, groveling for acceptance and validation is sick as hell. And I do not condone it. Sorry. Just had to end with that little note. Because I have a lot of feelings about it. So, in closing, men are not the prize. I'm just kidding. I don't want to sound mean. Some men are a prize. Some of them truly are just God-sent angels, you know. Actually, that reminds me. I saw a TikTok and I wanted to talk about it. I don't have it directly on me, but I remember it was this dude. I'll tag it in the description. But he was talking about how his mom put him and his brother in, like, husband training. Yeah, it was called Husbands in Training. And he said, like, ever since him and his brother were young, like, his mom tried to instill values in them, would do, like, little trainings and, like, give them tests. Like, it was like school. Like, you know how there's, like, what was that thing that me and Erica talked about for the marriage episode? Like, charm school type thing. For, like, women, like, this has, like, been a thing forever. Like, teaching women how to be, like, you know, a marriage wife material and just as classy and feminine as possible, whatever. And, like, oh, why don't we train little boys to be husband material? And, of course, this just pretty much is instilling in them to be a good person, to be thoughtful, to be helpful. Like, this will carry over into every relationship. It's not just being weird and teaching little kids to be, like, socialized to be husbands or wives or anything like that. But I just think, you know, because, like, if you think about, like, how to be a good partner in a marriage is just being observant and proactive and helping and making other people's lives easier and just being thoughtful. And of course, I think it's something that more guys need because girls are just raised this way anyway. But in general, you know. But yeah, he was even mentioning the guy on the TikTok that, like, the dad even ended up, like, participating because he was like, I was never taught any of this. So, like, the mom ended up just, like, training all of them. And it was, like, such a freaking hilarious TikTok. He was dead ass serious. And I am all for it. Like, please. He was saying, like, his only kind of thing that was, like, too far for him was his mom would, like, teach them about porn. I don't know exactly to what degree. I don't think it was anything weird like that. But just testing them about like porn, because I'm sure she was just aware of like the effects, the negative effects that porn can have on young kids growing up and like thinking that this is real and that it's not just purely for performance and entertainment and that that's not what real sex is, especially the like crazy amounts of genres and like kinks and stuff that are on porn websites, like free porn websites. You could look up literally whatever you want, and like it's just dangerous for like boys and girls to be on there seeing all these things and then taking it too far without actually being like properly educated in how to like perform these things and all like the precautions you should take. So I think it's for sure smart. He felt like it was like too much, so obviously to each their own and do it in your own way, but I do think it should be normalized for little kids to just see what a body looks like and not see it as inherently sexual, because that's definitely a cultural thing. Like I've seen stuff that says like Americans are like one of the few cultures that overly sexualize titties, that other like cultures around the world just view them as like, you know, it's for like feeding babies or whatever. So I could for sure see like the benefits in like including that in like a little husbands in training course, but to each their own. All right, guys, thanks so much for sticking around. Kind of a shorter episode this week, but I hope you guys enjoyed it. I had fun. And a reminder that merch is available if you guys want some hoodies. Go to simpandafterdark.com. I only have them in black right now. I do want to do the lavender eventually, but I might just do pre-orders for the next batch. But let me know if you guys are interested so I can start planning for it. I have sizes small through extra large still available right now. They are almost out, so go get yours if you have not yet. And thank you so much for everyone that has got a hoodie so far. I appreciate you so much, and it really is such a huge help to me. You know, Simpin' After Dark is independent as fuck, underground as fuck. So I fuck with you guys so much and appreciate all your support on every level. And I can't wait to drop more merch in the future. Let me know what you guys would like to see. And once again, make sure to follow me, Simpin' After Dark, across the board on all the socials, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, la la la. Yeah, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.